Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, OG War Day 26.1. The 31st Operations Group conducted OG War Day 26.1 at Aviano Air Base Italy, February 4th through the 5th, 2026, integrating all six operations squadrons in a large-scale training event. The exercise brought together fighter, command and control, intelligence, and personnel recovery elements to plan and execute complex mission scenarios, strengthening integration and collective readiness across the group.
OG War Day is designed to bring the entire group together to mission plan one day and execute the next. During this iteration, airmen worked in two separate planning teams focused on different operational scenarios. One scenario integrated fighter aircraft with command and control and intelligence teams to operate in a contested environment. The second centered on a simulated personnel recovery mission requiring coordination between command and control agencies, intelligence teams, aircrew, and rescue forces to recover a downed pilot. The exercise included opposing forces to create realistic training conditions and required constant communication across squadrons. Wing weapons and tactics personnel and squadron weapons officers oversaw the event, while tactical mentors guided mission commanders and team leads through execution. Technical Sergeant Joshua LaHart, 31st Operations Support Squadron Special Mission Aviator, talks about the benefits of OG War Day.
OG War Day, it's all really about one thing, forging a lethal combat-ready operations group. We test all our squadrons against a complex, realistic threat scenario, proving we can integrate every asset to dominate a future fight and guarantee mission success.
LaHart also said OG War Day strengthens how the 31st Operations Group plans, communicates, and fights as a unified team, ensuring its airmen are prepared to execute their mission whenever called upon. I'm Senior Airman Richard Rubio, AFN News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Charlie Guillaume.